Joining us in studio now is Christy Purcell, who is the Executive Director of the Cannon River Watershed Partnership. Christy, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Jeff.
And first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
You have been named the permanent director. I guess just the executive director.
Executive director.
The interim has been removed
Correct.
From your name. How long has that been now?
It was about a year that I served as interim.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so on last week sometime, I accepted the position.
Well, wonderful. That's a congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, does that change things? I suppose as far as your mindset, you have a little more... I don't know if authority would be the right word, but you can start formulating things on a more permanent basis.
I think so. I mean, I've been trying to think in the interim period between directors, trying to just keep some continuity and be thinking towards the future. And now there's just a little more, solid basis to know that it will be me enacting these decisions that I'm making instead of sort of leaving it up to, not sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about, the mission. Of course, the mission doesn't change at all with the Cannon River Watershed Partnership. But, some of the focuses, some of the things that you do may change a little bit. Now, so much of that is driven by the board. And I know you have a board of directors that are very passionate about what they do. They're in it for all the right reasons. And so do you see much in the way of any type of... changes either philosophically or in the things that you do?
Well, actually, that's a great point that you brought up. So we are a nonprofit, so we're dictated mm-hmm. by a volunteer board. Right now we have a 25-person board, which is quite large. Right now it's made up of 12 elected officials, so 6 Soil and Water Conservation District supervisors and 6 county commissioners, and then 12 citizen members. And we're actually looking to be voting on a bylaw change to restructure the board, to make it a little bit smaller and really have it just be citizen-led. So mm-hmm. some of those elected folks may choose to be on the board. However, they serve in kind of the same capacity, a citizen capacity, as everyone else.
All right. Boy, that will probably change things a little bit. I don't really know where to go with that. I'd say the smaller board probably does make it a little more nimble, mm-hmm. I want to say. Is that?
Yes, and I think it's hard geographically. We're 6 counties, so that's a huge area to cover. Mm-hmm. And so folks from further away just weren't able to make it to the meeting. So we're hoping that we can just get, between 11 to 17 really dedicated volunteer board members and, kind of inject some more life into our almost 28-year-old organization.
Wow, 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some of the things you have coming up. First of all, we had Kevin Strauss in to talk about the film festival that was was it last month or earlier this month?
Yep.
Yeah. How did that go?
Oh, it was fantastic. I was completely floored. We had a packed house at Imminent, standing mm-hmm. room only, we think around 200 people. Kind of in and out throughout the night. We showed more than a dozen short films, a bunch of them local films. Really, really amazing turnout, high energy, wonderful films, and we're already looking forward to next year and maybe trying to find a slightly bigger venue which to do that next year.
All right. Well, looking forward to that already.
Yes.
What a neat thing. And I think it's so cool that you partner with some local businesses who have concerns and want to help, and they
That's
have
right.
passions as well.
Right.
They want to keep the water clean that they use
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
make their products. So good job by Eminent. And you're teaming up with another local one with Loon Liquors again this year.
Yes, so this will be our second year that we are partnering with Loon Liquor and the Cannon Valley Clay Tour,
mm-hmm.
Which is a group of 10 local potters who are going to make small cups. So sort of like an empty bowls thing. So you go and you buy a small cup, Loon Liquor fills it up with a delicious beverage, and the proceeds from that event go to the potters and also to CRWP.
Wonderful. Now, where's that going to take place at?
It will be at Loon Liquor
at Loon.
Company. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it is on Saturday, May 5th, I believe 5 o'clock to 10 o'clock p.m.
So you okay.
can, and last year we sold out of cups, so the potters are going to churn out a few more this year so that we, hopefully that won't be the case, but I would suggest you may want to come early to that event. And if it's nice out, we'll be out on their patio and can learn more about the work CRWP does, meet some of the potters making the beautiful pottery. And then they have a clay tour in July that they'll be promoting as well.
Oh, what a neat thing. That works out well for everyone.
Right.
All right. And you have another event that's coming up a little bit later on, actually just like a week or so later, mm-hmm. isn't it? The next weekend? Or
yep. So then the following Thursday is our annual meeting. So as mm-hmm. a nonprofit, we need to have a public annual meeting. And at that meeting, our membership will be able to vote on new board members being inducted in. And also, we'll be voting on this bylaw change to change the structure of our board. So make sure your membership is up to date. We'll have great discussion around kind of the 28 years that brought us to this moment and why. Basically, consensus from the board of directors and a lot of support from the membership to make this change for our governing structure. So
all right.
We'll be spending some time with that. That'll be at St. John's on the west side here on Thursday, May 10th.
May 10th. Okay. So that's in the evening,
I
presume?
In the evening, yep.
Okay. Put that on your calendar. You know, we're almost at spring. You know, everything would be melting off here really soon, all the ice off the river and everything. Is there a cleanup or anything scheduled yet? Or?
You know, we will have our annual fall cleanup.
Fall cleanup,
so
okay.
September 15th this year will be our 10th annual river cleanup.
All right.
So we're already soliciting some sponsors. We're already talking to particular groups of people because we want to make sure that our 10th anniversary is kind of the biggest and the best that it's ever been. So
get it real clean.
Yes,
exactly.
If you have some new locations that maybe we haven't been to before to clean up.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that'll be a great thing. Saturday, September 15th, family event all over the watershed. Mm-hmm. And as that grows closer, you'll hear more about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed at what they find. It's like, people, you really threw that stuff in the river or
yes.
down in the...
Right,
wow.
I know.
It's a good thing we get it cleaned up.
Yes.
All right, Christy, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in here?
Well, if you are not familiar with the Cannon River Watershed Partnership, you can check out our website, crwp.net, and learn how to become a member or donate to us. We are a very local organization, which is why we like to partner with local radio stations mm-hmm. and businesses and local groups. So if you'd like to have your group get involved with a storm drain stenciling or just see what we're about, come to that meeting or give us a call or an email.
All right. Well, you do wonderful things. Congratulations on being now the permanent executive director.
Thank you, Jeff.
And we appreciate you coming in today. We'll keep in touch.
Thanks. Sounds good.
All right. Christy Purcell, once again, the executive director of the Cannon River Watershed Partnership.
Hi, I'm Pamsa Kencher, senior pastor at St. John's Lutheran Church in Northfield. St. John's invites you every Sunday to a joyful musical service of Word and Sacrament at 8:30 and 11 a.m. We're located at 500 3rd Street West in Northfield. If you can't join us in